Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
It's funny because when you have that kind of situations that come up, I mean, we've faced them as well. Yeah. Like when you have stuff that comes up, that's like, this is like faith shaking hard. Yeah. Like this is really difficult. Number one, I find it's easy to recluse yourself out of that community. Because you're like, nobody understands, or, you know, or I'm just
all lies.
Yeah. Like I'm just so, it's all lies, but you find yourself reclusing and almost just almost a sulk. I find where you're like, this is so hard. God, I was praying and I was believing, and God, your word says da, 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 but the outcome's not what I expected. And this is so difficult. And I'm like, you almost get to a place where like, Lord, do I trust you? Like you start going, do I trust you? Like this is shaking me to the core. Do I trust you enough? And having that godly community will reinforce that God is faithful beyond what you can comprehend. And there is a, you get through those seasons that are this extreme difficulty with people. I mean, for us, you know, having a good spouse helps. So pick wisely. but it is like, there are people that you want, like you talk about having, you know, the target symbol, right? So you got three levels, right? The people that are in the center are the people that you really want, that can speak into your life, that can encourage you, that can say, hey, I have nothing to say, but I'm here if you need me.
Right.
I'll drop a meal off. I'll do this. I'll do that. Whether you lose a family member or you've got some stuff that is extreme, that is hard to get through. So I mean, heck yeah.
Well, and like our scripture that we've used in this is from Isaiah 40 verse 31, where it talks about how we renew our strength like the eagle, and we rise up and we mount up on wings like eagles and soar, you know, and eagles soar above storms. I mean, that is what they're known for, right? Like they can see, they can feel that pressure rising and they just like pop up. Right. And it's one thing, like, I like you, Chelsea, have found myself face down on the floor crying over things and pleading with the Lord over certain things. And it's like, man, when you're going through that, like you have those moments of breaking that lead to breakthrough, which is amazing. But how do you maintain peace as you're soaring above that storm? You're like, okay, I've got my weapons. I've got my prayer. I've got my community. Those are great things to help bring that peace. But whenever you're not with all those people, how do you stay in that peaceful place?
I think, you know, the sign behind you says hope. And I'm like, hope is that anchor, and hope, I'm believing that things are going to be different.
Yeah.
So even though when you're in the middle of things, it feels like that's going to be forever, right? Like when you're in the middle of, it's kind of, I liken it to this. I remember when our first child was a newborn, I thought he was going to be a newborn forever and that I was never going to sleep again. It felt like, it felt like torture at the time. Some people are fans of the newborn stage. I'm going to be honest. I need sleep. And he did not sleep as much as I would have liked him to at the beginning. And I just remember thinking like, this is going to be forever. And my mind was like, you're going to go crazy if you don't get sleep soon. Right.
Like I was, I think, like, I said that last week. Blakely was going through like a little growth spurt, and she normally sleeps very well, but there was like five nights in a row, and I was like, I need a nap. I was like, if I could just get a nap, I might be all right.
Yes. And that's where, like, and that's how I feel about things like this sometimes, where it's like, you think in the moment, this is going to last forever. But if you can get in your mind, this will not last forever.
Yeah.
Like, I remember us going through a really hard season in our marriage when we first got married. We just had a really traumatic thing happen. Where it's a long story, but I'll make it short. But basically, someone tried to break into our home right after we got married, and it brought so much fear, specifically into Micah's heart. Mm-hmm. Like, we really had to.
It was bad.
Yeah, we really had to battle fear. But I remember during that time, I was trying to beat him over the head with Bible verses. And not in a nice way. Like, I didn't know. And it didn't work. Can you believe that? me doing that to him didn't work. But I remember us going through marriage counseling, because really that brought out a lot in us. And I remember the man, his name is Pastor Paul McGoey. I appreciate that man so much. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and he said, one day you're going to look back at this and it's going to feel like it wasn't even that big of a deal. Like, it didn't even last that long. And I remember when he told me that, I wanted to punch my face. I was like, no. Like, I was so mad, because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I felt like that season was lasting forever. And now I look back and I'm like,
it's a blip on the radar.
In the grand scheme of things, man, we made it through that. Same with the newborn phase. Like, now our son is 10 and I'm like, how did that happen? But
it was an isolated thunderstorm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a year of our life. I mean, we went through this for a year.
Yeah.
So finally one night everything broke, and through a series of events, basically, I was like Ursula had got my voice, and like, I literally one night I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally could not utter a word.
I was so bound by fear.
And we got on the phone with our counselors and my parents, and we all prayed together. And the Pastor Eva, Pastor Paul's wife, who's now went on to be with the Lord, but she was on the phone. She said, Mike, I just need you to say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Mm-hmm. And eventually just, Jesus, you know, like, everything broke like that.
Yeah.
And so I think that in the grand scheme, like Chelsea's saying, you look back and it's like, that really wasn't that big of a, it was a big deal.
Right.
But the bigger deal of it all is that we came out with a testimony on the other end that now we can use for His glory to help other people that are going through the same thing. So when you're going through a storm, I think one thing to remember too is that this storm not only will it end, but God works all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, according to His word. And so whatever bad you're going through right now will eventually be something that will turn into good.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, it's going to be okay. And then you're going to have a testimony that's going to be birthed, that's going to help. Maybe it's going to bring salvation to somebody. Maybe it's going to bring encouragement. Maybe it's going to break off fear of somebody, off someone. So during those times, a great thing to do for me is always heaven's perspective, which is soaring, you know, above the storm. Heaven's perspective sees the testimony on the other side of the storm. And so that's a big deal. So hope and that if you're going to make it and that it's going to be good.
Yeah. I find that when people are going through these storms, we tend to go to certain things that are unhealthy. We're tempted with there's different things that everybody, whether it's fear and anxiety, or whether it's a substance, or whether it's a toxic, toxic relationship, or even just, you know, I mean, there's so many things that, you know, from severe to not really that severe, but like, everybody has these temptations that they tend to go towards. What are some of those things that you guys tend to go towards when you're faced with these types of storms?
That's an excellent question. And your question though is about like things that maybe draw us, like things we turn to. I just want to clarify for my sake on the question so I answer this correctly. Good things, or are we talking about the things that sometimes we might struggle
with? I would say temptations from a fleshly standpoint.
Yes. So I think for me, it's definitely the reclusive kind of, hey, I don't want to talk about it right now. Or sometimes it's, I talk about it too much and I give too much glory, if you will, to the storm and not enough glory to God.
Right.
And that's actually a big deal. Like the Bible talks about death and life are in the power of the tongue. Right. And you will eat the fruit. Mm-hmm. So the things you speak are the things you eat.
Yeah.
And so you got to be careful of the things that you're speaking. I think sometimes we just use words because we act like they're nothing, but actually words are incredibly powerful according to scripture. And we can't discount that. We can't believe scripture when we want to believe scripture and say, that the scripture doesn't apply right now because I'm going through something. No, the scripture still stands true. And so I think I'm probably prone to that. I can be somewhat negative. I don't know why I said narcissistic. Negative at times. I can be a negative Nathan sometimes.
Not negative Nancy.
Not negative Nancy. Negative Nathan. sometimes, though, because when I'm going through something, I can just really have a hard time, like I was saying earlier, about getting heaven's perspective. Sometimes that's really difficult, and you end up focusing just on the negative of what you're going through. But it's always good to renew your mind, obviously, to the Word of God, which is going to help you then focus again on the positive. But for me, I would probably say I'm either reclusive or I can really focus on the negative really well.
I think I kind of touched on it earlier. I have a tendency to want to get busy doing something so that I can kind of ignore it. Like I want to run away from the issue and just do something else. Like I want to, I would rather be scrolling TikTok or, you know, Instagram than actually deal with what's going on.
Not doom scrolling.
Yeah, not the doom scrolling. But I find myself, I have to really get it together. Like, Chelsea, you do actually have to deal with things. And I think sometimes we just get so busy in life that we're like, we don't really want to deal with the things that need to be dealt with. And sometimes those storms and issues come up because they need to uncover some things that had been covered or that you tried to bury down deep. And, you know, when you're met with those issues and all of a sudden all that stuff's coming out and you're like, oh, I do have issues that I need to deal with. And I think that like our tendency can be sometimes to just be like, no, I'd rather not deal with it. And you kind of are met with that decision of, am I going to deal with it? Am I going to, you know, do what God's told me to do? Or am I going to try to stuff that, you know, thing back down and try to ignore it? So,
and if I can add an answer to this, I'll say this to anyone who may be listening or watching. The reason I really like this question is because it forces you to be introspective and really think about what are my things that I do. Mm-hmm. And I'll encourage anyone listening or watching this to pay attention to those things. Don't just turn this into like that's just who I am and how I cope and how I deal with things.
Right.
Well, but is it actually helping you? Is it healthy for you? Mm-hmm. Are you getting anywhere? Are you getting better? Or are you getting bitter? are you getting more healthy about the situation? Are things getting better for you? Or is this just a way of putting it on the back burner, of compartmentalizing that storm that's going on? Because I know for me, I can also, another trait of mine, and this drives Chelsea bonkers, I am over analytical.
Yes.
So I will analyze a situation and then I will analyze my analyzing of the situation. And then to the third degree, will analyze my analyzing of the analyzing the situation. And if you're not careful, I know for me, this is one of my downfalls, and sometimes that I'll do when I'm facing a storm, is that I will analyze so much. It's kind of like, if you will, like on Jeopardy or any game show for that matter, pretty much, if there's a question asked, you normally only have so long to answer the question. I'll find myself where I will take too long to answer the call or answer the question or to make a move on what God's calling me to do, that I might miss what God wanted me to do if I don't actually take the step. And I think that's really hard for people. And I think there's a lot of people that probably deal with this, that the fear of taking a step and doing the thing in faith, because when you analyze it in your flesh, there's no way this makes sense. I mean, for us, going back to starting the church, and even though God lined up all the doors that what we were supposed to, you know, to go to Crestview and open this church and do what God's called us to do now, when I analyzed it from the natural, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because we were, I was 29 at the time and about to go lead, 28 at the time, about to go lead pastor a church in a city that is very more, Crestview's more country town. We're small town, yeah, kind of country, yeah, rodeo, stuff like that. It's real big around here. That's not me. Not me at all. Okay. They're wearing cowboy hats and bootcut jeans. I'm wearing skinny jeans and
elder. That's right. Skinny jeans for life.
So, like, right? Like, so if I would have analyzed it and kept on analyzing and kept on analyzing, we would have never made the step of faith. And sometimes you just have to take that step of faith in the midst of the storm of saying, God, the water is shaky, but you're calling me out onto it. So I'm going to lock eyes with you and I'm going to trust you, God.
Yeah.
I know this it, in the natural, it doesn't make sense that whenever I step onto the water or whenever I take the step of faith, that I'm going to be able to stay above the water. But Lord, since you've said this is what I'm supposed to do, then I'm going to follow. So you got to be careful about not overanalyze the situation.
Yeah. Don't get analysis paralysis.
Yes, the paralysis of analysis. That's a real thing. And it'll keep you from doing what God's called you to do. I know that can be one of my traits.
Well, what I'll say is that we, like, a lot of times God will only show, like Psalms talked about, the path is only lit with the step right in front of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, God's not going to show you the whole path. He's only going to show you just that next step. And because a lot of times I think that the Lord, if he were to actually show us the whole path, we would try to deviate from it. So instead he'll go, okay, here's the next step. And you're like, but Lord, I need to know what's after that step before I make that step, because I don't know. And you start getting into, you know, is there a faith? Like, do I truly believe that I can take a step of faith and trust you, Lord? Right. Is it like, so I think that there is, you know, there is a measure of faith there that when you're saying, I don't know what's the whole path, but I know what the next step is. So God, I'm just going to trust you, and whatever happens, it's going to be on you.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. So I've heard y'all say a couple of different things as you're talking about, just how you've seen God in the midst of those storms, whether it was, you know, I think about the scripture that talks about when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And you start to see what got shaken up and you're like, okay, I got to deal with that, whether it be fear or whether it be avoidance or maybe, you know, whatever it may be. But for you, like whenever you think about some of the storms you've talked about, how have you seen, like, obviously some of them, God created the storms, some of them, it was just something that happened, right? But whenever you look at those, how have you seen what God was trying to show you? What, when you pinpoint, you're like, okay, God, this was what you showed me in this storm. This is what you showed me in this storm. What are some of those things? If you can narrow it down to like, okay, in that storm, he showed me that. In that storm, he showed me that, you know?
I think through every storm we've been through, the reigning truth has always been that he will carry us through it.
That's
like great. That through all of it, every storm, every trial, every issue we've ever faced, we've come out of it with a testimony. And I feel like we know that there's always victory on the other side. We know that God will always be faithful to us. And like we said, he maybe doesn't answer the prayers the way that we wanted him to, in the way that we wanted him to, but he does always answer. And sometimes his answer is no as well.
Yeah.
But we've learned through that we can trust him and he'll come through and there'll be a testimony. And we actually, in 2018, we went through an actual physical storm in Panama City with Hurricane Michael. And I remember when that happened, I mean, our area was devastated. I mean, it didn't look the same at all. And I remember driving, we evacuated thankfully, but when we came back into the city, it was so mind-blowing, mm-hmm. and really honestly like depressing to see how yeah. bad yeah. that it looked. And I remember standing outside of our church there and just looking around and going like, how is this going to get better? You know, like I had that moment of, this is so crazy, you know, and yeah. in your mind, with your physical eyes, you're going, this is never going to look the same again. Right. And now, you know, however many years, it's 6 years. Wow. I think six
That's
years
crazy.
In October. Yeah. I feel like it was yesterday. So that was just a really hard time. It was a hard time as a church. I mean, rebuilding through that. And it was a hard time personally. We were actually building a house during that. And we had to go live with his parents. It was a whole mess. But what we saw even through that, like looking, I know that was a whole fun time. But what we saw through that even now is when you go into Panama City now, it's like, wow, all of those areas that had been so devastated, look how faithful God is. Because we were over on the Callaway side of town, and there used to be like no good restaurants or anything like that. And now things have rebuilt. They're getting new restaurants.
I remember
Callaway's booming.
Yeah.
We were teaching kids church, right? The first service where we had kids church again. We couldn't be actually in our kids church. So we had to go into this little cafe area, and we set up a little setup out there.
Because the sanctuary had been
like, right, devastated.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So we could, but there was glass doors, and we could see, you know, Calway Elementary School sits across the street, and we started, we started telling the kids, all right, you know, we're talking about faith. We're teaching them about faith that Sunday, because we felt like the kids needed that. They needed that word of faith to remind them that things are going to get better, that he is faithful. Things are going to get better. So we had them look outside the glass doors and start saying, what do you see? Like, not right now, not with our physical eyes. What do you see? What's going to be right there? And what's going to be? And kids started going, there's going to be a taco truck right there and things like this.
It was so
and
cute. You know what? There's going to be kids that playing on that playground. And the playground was a mess at the time. Like, they were just, I mean, they were prophesying.
Yeah. And that's what is there now. Like, there was a taco truck right across the street for a little bit. This is booming and growing. And they're just from an education standpoint, Callaway Elementary is their grade for their school is starting to raise and elevate once again. And like Chelsea said, I think through every single storm, like you said, point out each one. I just think that we could go like through my fear stuff, he was faithful. Through my Hurricane Michael, he was faithful. Through the church opening, he's faithful. Through my father-in-law passing away, he was faithful. He's always shown himself faithful, 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 time and time again. He doesn't fail. He always is faithful. And that's the biggest thing that I know that we've gotten. And but like with Hurricane Michael, now I look and I go, okay, well, that situation, not only are you faithful, God, but you're a restorer too. You've shown yourself as a restorer. And, you know, God is faithful in the midst of launching a church, but he's also shown that he is faithful to bring people together, a community and unity inside of a church. You know, that's one thing that we get comments on in our church is that there's just such a great spirit of unity in our church, and there's not division, and there's not, we don't know, you know, we just, the Lord in his grace helps us not tolerate division. And so, but the biggest thing is he shows himself faithful time and time again.
That's amazing. And I would say that really was, you went into my next question was, how have you seen God's faithfulness? Because I find that there's something that I've said for forever. And I've always been, God, you are faithful even when I'm not. Even when I don't have the faith to be faithful, even when I don't have the obedience to be faithful, you remain faithful through every circumstance of my life. You remain faithful through every high and every low. God, you have stayed faithful. You are consistent. You are You are unchanging, and I know that in every place in my life, I can always go back to the Lord, and he's the same. He never, ever, ever changes. His word is always true, and that's something that I have in my life, much like yours. It's you've seen that faithfulness of God time and time and time again, where it is always going to be okay, where it always works out. Maybe not in the way that you think, but it does. And I find that it's God's so consistent. You're like, Lord, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I can't wait because your word, and this was prophesied, and I'm this, and then, but God's like, hey, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do, watch the consistent, and you start to take your hand alongside him and just plow the field, and you watch how the Lord begins to, how his faithfulness just continues over and over.
Yeah,
and
true. Absolutely.
It's funny because years ago, probably back in 2017, I got a word, and it was just through prayer and quiet time that I was like, oh, Waves is going to go to every ocean. And I was like, you know, single at the time, and I could travel all the time. And I was like, okay, so in January, we're going to India, and in February, we're going to Brazil, and in March, we're going to Dominican Republic. And I started out making all these plans, and it was so funny because thank God for wise counsel, right? I have a board of directors. We have a board. Yeah. And we did this retreat in January, and we had our board come in with their spouses and prophesy over us. That's how we like to start our board meetings. And I love it that way. But one of the board members, her husband, who's a very close friend of ours, he prophesied over me, and he said, the Lord says you need to slow down. And I was like, I don't like that word. So it's like, the Lord says you have a husband and there's going to be lots of kids, and you need to slow your roll. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, and he was like, and all this is going to happen, but it's not going to be like how you think it's going to be. And in my mind, I had myself on an airplane with tutors and things like that, going with my kids, and we're going to go do all this. And it's funny because like years later, and it's funny because our timetable and God's timetable are so different sometimes, you know, and it's like, as time progressed, I saw that the Lord kept bringing people to Waves Ministry that felt a call overseas. And so like, I'd bring them in, they get trained up, and then they'd go do it somewhere else. And it's crazy because like back in September of 2023, somebody that had been on our board for like 6 years, who's a pastor through Christian International, like she launched over to South Africa full time, and she's a Waves ambassador over there. And I'm like, how cool is God? Like, he was so faithful. He is faithful to fulfill that word. Mm-hmm. It just might be exactly how I thought it was going to be. And I am perfectly happy with that, you know, because I had a friend even recently that was like, you want to go to Africa this fall? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to pray about that. I love Africa. I've spent a lot of time over there, but not today. You know? But it's like, God never drops the ball.
Yeah.
He always follows through on his promises and on what he says he's going to do. It just doesn't always look like how we think it's going to.
That's the truth.
Well, guys, we have so enjoyed having you on the podcast today and just having these good conversations. How can people follow you or connect with you outside of just this podcast?
Oh boy. Well, we're on Instagram. I'm the Mrs. MDG.
The Mr. MDG.
Yeah. Other than that, we're not super
on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook like old people. So
also,
if you're like us,
you can also follow the church on Facebook or Instagram as well. High Praise Crestview, either one.
And and High Praise Crestview has a podcast as well.
Just search High Praise Crestview on any podcast platform, you'll find the sermons there.
Yeah, but don't follow me if you think it's going to be a lot of deep inspirational stuff, because it's mostly me just having self-deprecating humor. And
I don't know, I find you highly interesting. She's probably like, I'm liking all my stuff.
People don't know how to take me sometimes. I'm like, sorry, if you follow me on Instagram, you know how crazy I am.
You're fun. Well, thank you guys. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry Podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.